Some community activists in Syracuse are calling on Onondaga County to make changes in policies that prevent family members from seeing deceased loved ones at the medical examiner's office in a timely manner. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, this often involves crime victims who are pronounced dead at a crime scene instead of a hospital.
Syracuse Common Councilor Helen Hudson often gets the calls early in the morning. Someone's been killed on the streets of Syracuse, and family members want to see the body, but are told they can't go into the medical examiner's office because it's part of a crime scene. That starts several hours of phone tag between Hudson and Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney, who pulls the strings that allow families in the medical examiner's office to view the body.
Every time I call, she's been good. She gets me in, but it just takes so long. That family should not have to go through that stress for 9-10 hours. They're going through the worst time of their lives already. Don't add extra burden on them.
Hudson says she's been trying to get new policies in place for a year now and admits the county executive's office is looking into it. She pleaded with county lawmakers yesterday to approve a policy that would allow entrance to the morgue within 4 hours of notification of a death. In the meantime, Hudson believes it's these kind of rules that breed tension between authorities and community members.
These little policies are part of the reason people distrust government.
Syracuse resident Joanne Stevens, who also asked county lawmakers to make a change, goes even further.
I feel like it's because we're black. And I feel like they feel like we're not important. Well, we have to make them know that we're important. And things have to change. Things have to change.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.